Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing clear skies with mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant afternoon. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions following Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes. That's according to a report from JTA coming in from earlier today. Also, a new threat emerges from the north as Ahmad al-Shara, described as a jihadist in a suit, becomes less of a mystery. Walla reports this development from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed during an IDF operation in Jenin. This news comes from I-24 News. Separately, New York Governor Kathy Hochul urges Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani to prioritize New York City over Israel. JTA covered this earlier today. And finally, the Syrian foreign minister told Axios that Israel's bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase was unjustified. This story is from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, a commentator on conflict dynamics, cautioned just under an hour ago about the escalating situation with Turkey. She emphasized the importance of relying on verified information to avoid unnecessary alarm. Seth Franzman, a journalist and analyst, questioned why Hamas remains in control of Gaza in a post from earlier today. Ahmed Fouad Al-Khatib, a Middle East observer, raised concerns about Hamas potentially receiving a political makeover. He warned of a Western-driven disaster brewing for Gaza, as posted 2 hours ago. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the UK's potential sanctions against Israel. The UK has expressed concern over Israel's plans to expand settlements in the West Bank, particularly the E1 area. The UK's warning underscores the international tension surrounding Israel's settlement policies. This could have significant diplomatic repercussions for Israel's relations with European nations. Turning to the developments involving Ahmad al-Shara, Walla describes him as a significant figure in a growing threat from the north, linked to Erdogan's strategies. This revelation highlights the complex geopolitical maneuvers involving Israel, Turkey, and the US. The situation may escalate tensions in the region, affecting security dynamics. Meanwhile, in Jenin, the IDF operation resulted in the death of the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist. I-24 News reports this could lead to heightened tensions in the area. Such operations often have ripple effects on local communities and can impact broader peace efforts. On the diplomatic front, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has urged Assemblymember Mamdani to focus on local issues rather than international ones like Israel. JTA covers how this reflects the ongoing debate over prioritizing domestic versus international concerns. It highlights the complex interplay between U.S. domestic politics and foreign policy. And finally, Syria's foreign minister criticized Israel's airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase as unjustified. Axios reports this has increased tensions among U.S. allies in the region. Such actions can complicate diplomatic relations and affect ongoing negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Dr. Michal Levy, the chief scientist, forecasts that the climate crisis will necessitate a reduction in meat consumption. This could impact food prices and food security in Israel. Separately, Katek reports on the arrest of a hacker from Ashkelon who allegedly planted malware in numerous Israeli companies. This incident highlights ongoing cybersecurity challenges in the country. And finally, Walla Business informs us that an insurance agency has been fined 10.5 million shekels for encouraging clients to unlawfully withdraw pensions. The Capital Market Authority's review underscores the importance of lawful financial practices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.